All right, folks, it is Saturday again somehow. What's our date today? It is April the 15th, 2023. Robert Lukowitz and I, Josh Olive, are sitting here, and we are going to record for you a place-by-place fishing report. We have lots of experience with doing this, including some experience earlier today. Don't ask any more questions about that. Let's just carry on with this.
Okay.
So this is going to go pretty quick right up until we get to the Anger Pier, and then I feel like it's going to slow down the pace a little bit after that. But let's begin with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver along with Shell Creek. What's been happening up there?
Oh, let's see. They're getting some small snook. A lot of juvenile tarpon showing themselves. A couple people have been lucky enough to hook even a couple of them, especially between the trestle and the dam itself. But the main thing they're catching there is the Mayan cichlids. Lots of Mayan cichlids being caught.
And what are they eating? Are they hitting on any artificials, or is this bait?
Most of the guys have been catching them on shrimp, little pieces of shrimp or little live shrimp. I'm sure a few guys have caught them on little beetle spins or something like that, but...
You reckon they'd eat a worm up there?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And if we wanted to try to catch some of those tarpon, think they'll eat worms too?
No. Well, that wouldn't surprise me.
If somebody came in and said, I just caught 6 tarpon up by the Shell Creek Dam while fishing worms underneath a float,
I'd look at them like they had 3 heads. But
I wouldn't automatically disbelieve them, though.
No. Nope. Nope. I've seen weird stuff like that before. But hell, why not? Give
right?
them a shot.
If nothing else is working.
Yeah.
See what they want.
Yeah.
Give them something completely different.
Exactly.
The Darce Park Boat Ramp and I-75 Bridges area.
There's been nothing over there that I've had a report on.
Okay, then we can move on from that. The 41 Bridges, Live Oak Park, the Port Charlotte side.
Couple of redfish, couple of trout, lots of snook in the evening and at night. That's been the real big thing going on there. Seems like all of the best activity's been in the evening and early morning. A couple of whiting were caught off of there, 1 cobia. That's about it.
Okay.
Kind of a mixed gamut of stuff.
But that's the key, getting out there early, or being out there late?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely while it's dark.
Yeah, because I see a lot of people fishing down there at just random times and not doing so hot. So.
Yeah, exactly.
The Lashley Pier would be our next spot, but it is closed until further notice due to hurricane damage. Do we have further notice at this time?
Further notice, it's still closed.
Very good. The Bayshore Pier.
Yeah.
Last week we had 1 baby bull shark. Let's see if we can beat that report.
Little baby cobia along with a baby bull shark.
Oh, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's twice as many fish as before.
Sure.
Can't complain about that.
No. Nope.
But that was it?
Great.
That was all?
Great.
Okay. Moving on, the Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Snook at night. Lots of snook being caught at night. Some good legal fish being caught at night, even.
Okay.
You know, couple of trout during the day, couple of small mangrove snapper.
Did they happen to say how they were catching those snook at night?
Shrimp.
Just shrimp.
Couple guys throwing artificials. Yeah, I've sold quite a few different varieties of artificials for over there, so it's hard to say which one's which.
Right. But keeping it easy, and shrimp are working, so why do anything else?
Exactly. He puts that tag up super high so it can mess with you, Jeff.
It's all right. He's messing with me in general.
Yeah, he does it to everybody.
Right. Well, it's a great hobby, screwing the short people.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, it is.
The salt and brackish Port Charlotte canals. Ah!
There's a lot of little snook around. A few black drummer even moving around, a few juvenile tarpon. That's kind of about it that I remember. Oh, and there's been some jacks back in there too.
Okay.
You know, it hasn't been great. Like I said, behind my house, it's terrible. You want to catch a sail cat on an artificial? Come on back there.
Snot rocket on a jig.
Literally, two different nights, all on a jig, got nothing else. Sail cat.
Well.
And then next night, sail cat.
Something's better than nothing.
I guess.
The Elgin Pier.
Elgin Pier has been the best at night. Lots of snook. Be my first choice for snook fishing in general if I was going to go try to look for a legal sized snook.
Which we only have 2 weeks left of season here.
Correct.
So your time is running short.
very quickly. I would be doing that, and during the day, I mean, there's been a couple of fish, but I haven't heard much. It's all been snook activity. A couple of trout were even caught there at night while they were snook fishing. Shrimp, the 5-inch NLBN's been working good. A couple of the other NLBN's, paddle tails. I'm going to go old school and use a 6-inch grub tail on a jig head. Would be one of my more favorites.
So what I'm kind of hearing here is don't even bother to go during the day.
Personally, yes.
Okay.
I just haven't had much for reports at all of anything positive.
I gotcha. All right, that brings us to the Myakka River area from the bridge down to marker 8.
Nothing. Got nothing.
Nothing.
Nobody fished the cutoff. Nobody fished tippy canoe. Nothing. It's still too early.
Nothing in the 14-foot hole.
Nope. We got a little bit. It'll get better.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Cross your fingers when you say that.
Let the fry come in. The rest of it will come in.
Well, but that's the key to everything. Mm-hmm. You get some bait up in here, food. And yeah, we'll get some fish.
We need food.
The South Gulf Cove canals.
Some Mayan cichlids, a couple snook, and guys seeing some juvenile tarpon, but nothing exceptional at all.
Okay.
Rather quiet.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Nothing. Stare at the water and just enjoy the beauty of it.
Right. Well, that's an option.
Yeah. It was a nice sunset last night.
How about the West Wall?
West Wall's doing okay. A lot of scattered redfish and snook up and down the entire wall. Trout Creek, a guy got a few nice redfish and a couple little snook, but then there's just been a hopscotch of snook and redfish all the way down along the walls and the bushes and along the creeks, too. And then out on the flats themselves, been a few trout. You know, nothing super exciting, but the reds have been the big thing.
Okay. But there's no pompano down here.
Nothing I've heard of, no.
How about the manatee situation?
Plenty of manatees. One short cobia, a couple short cobia that people are seeing. One big bull shark that a guy saw cruising through. That's about it.
Okay. Continuing southwards, down to the Cape Hayes Bar.
Cape Hayes Bar. Let's see. You got ladyfish, Spanish mackerel, bonnethead sharks, Atlantic sharpnose shark. What else was there? Just kind of a mixed barrage of stuff, but...
Pompanonos?
A few pompano, but nothing, like, consistent by any stretch. I was just one guy that hooked one, landed one. So
it's more like a randomness of pompano.
Yes. It's a good spot to try for them, but nothing super exciting.
Okay. Carrying onwards into Turtle and Bull Bays.
Lots of snook and redfish. That would be your best bet from a boat looking for a good barrage of stuff. There's also been the trout scattered throughout all the deeper holes. There have been a hodgepodge of sharks up to 6 foot. That one black nose shark that the guy caught up in there. What else has been going on in there? I can't remember now.
We had sheep's head last week. Any of those been around?
No, I didn't hear much for sheep's head in there.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure there's a few, but they're definitely thinning out. It's the same way with everywhere else except for on the offshore part that we haven't gotten to yet.
Okay. Well, settle down. We'll get there when we get there, okay?
I'm getting there.
Keep your britches on.
Yay.
Cape Hayes Reef and Danger Reef.
Spanish mackerel. That's the only thing I've heard of. Boats are fishing, but Spanish mackerel is the only thing I've heard of.
Yeah, we saw a couple boats out there the other day, but they looked like they were bottom fishing.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's a whole lot to catch on the bottom there right now.
Nope. Nope. I just think it's funny. A lot of people, oh, it's a reef. It's got to hold a lot of fish. Yep, okay. Holds a lot of fishermen and a lot of very shy, reluctant to eat fish.
Yeah. And it's funny that I see very few people, when they get into places like this, utilizing chum.
No.
You know, if you're going to fish the nearshore reefs, if you're going to fish, even worse, the inside reefs, chum the heck out of that place.
Yeah.
Get those fish in a feeding mood.
Right. You know? Get everything all fired up.
They get hit hard every day, yeah. So you're going to have to do something a little extra.
Yep.
You can't just expect, well, my bait is special.
Yeah.
It's not how it works.
Super special. Nope. Doesn't work that way.
Your bait is special the way your kid is special.
Uh-huh.
To you. Nobody else cares.
Yes.
Gasparilla Sound, what's been going on?
Three Sisters and over by Whidden Bay has been some snook, redfish, trout, some ladyfish, oddball Spanish mackerel out towards the deeper water, and I'm sure a couple little sharks of assortments. But the redfish and snook have been the big thing. Even a couple of sheep's head up along the shoreline, but that's thinned out and slowed down immensely.
Okay. I'm assuming no pompano gathering up here either?
Nope. Not that I've heard of.
Just checking.
Yeah, no.
Would have made me happy, but that's fine. Tell me the truth instead.
Mm-hmm.
Placida area, the pier, the trestle, the Coral Creek Pier, Gasparilla Pass.
A lot of snook at night. Even been a few redfish, a couple oversized ones, all on cut bait. And then they've been getting some Spanish mackerel, a few trout during the day, some sheep's head, and some very short mangrove snapper. But the sheep's head have been kind of a, once again, a hodgepodge, but starting to thin out.
So no good keeper mangrove snaps over here?
No. Nothing to speak of that anyone said. But it's amazing how some guys get excited about a 10-inch snapper.
Yeah.
Custom legal snapper, 10 and a half inches. It's like, okay, Woo. What are you going to do with that? Put it on a cracker?
Yep.
And took all five of them to equal up to one meal for you. All
right.
You're 6 foot six.
I'd rather go out there and catch those big copper-nosed bluegill.
Right.
At least they got some height to them.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Lemon Bay. What's going on in Lemon Bay?
A few trout up there by the Indian Mounds Park. Lemon Bay Conservancy has been getting a few trout and even a few snook over in there. Kind of a mixed bag of stuff, but nothing great.
I didn't hear redfish.
Nope. Didn't get any redfish.
Okay. How about the Anger Pier next to the Tom Adams Bridge?
Spanish mackerel. Spanish mackerel and a few short sheep's head.
So it sounds like a lot of Spanish mackerel.
Enough to keep the guy interested. Yeah. Better than some of the reports we've been getting off there, which has been pretty much zero.
Right. Well, unlike any of the piers, it's a matter of being there at the right time.
Sure.
So, you know, a lot of people will go out to the pier and say, well, they reported that this was biting out there. Well, it is.
Yes.
But you have to wait until it's ready to feed or until it swims by.
Yes.
So, you know, we don't...
You okay, Cliff?
They don't show up on command.
Okay.
All right. How about the Venice jetties? What do we got there?
They've been getting some pompano off of there. Got to use a heavier jig, though. You got to use a 3/8 ounce or a 1/2 ounce. Get it down right next to the bottom and just very slowly hop it along the bottom. Been a few Spanish mackerel in there. And they have been catching a couple snook there at night. Haven't heard of any legal sized fish there at night, but they've been getting at least the snook that started to pick up just a little bit there.
Okay.
Haven't heard of anything else. I haven't heard of much for sheep's head, any of that other stuff, and I honestly didn't pay attention to Cook's report this morning.
That's okay. I'm sure a lot of people didn't.
Yeah.
Just the people who wanted to know what was going on in the Venice area.
Yeah. I walked outside to smoke a cigarette at that moment.
Let's take it offshore into the Gulf and see what's going on.
Oh, it's been so windy this last week. Haven't had a lot of positive reports. A couple guys did get out to the near shore reefs, and that's definitely where better reports of sheep's head are coming from. Getting the sheep's head right there, the Spanish mackerel, a few mangrove snapper. But I suppose that people are going to definitely catch more fish over these next several days because of the weather finally laying down out there, but nobody's really gone way offshore for grouper.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, having it lay down and conveniently on the weekend, you know, I think this is going to be a lot of people out there fishing.
Oh, I sold a lot of frozen bait yesterday for people anticipating it, hoping.
Yep.
hoping that the weatherman was going to actually be kind of right.
And I saw a number of big boats fueling up at the gas stations this morning, so
yeah,
I think a lot of people were planning to head out, even through that fog.
I was sitting out there in front of the house waiting around for you, and in the backyard, and watched quite a few bigger boats heading down Edgewater towards Boca area. I would assume by the size of the boats that that's where they were going to be trailering to, not to the beach complex.
Right, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Okay, the next spot would be Punta Rasa. No reports until further notice, and?
No reports until noticed.
Redfish Pass. No reports until further notice. Captiva Pass.
A few Spanish mackerel there. A guy did catch one tarpon there. He saw several. What else did he get there? That's it. Somebody else told me something else about down there, but I can't remember what it was.
Spotted eagle rays?
No. No, he was talking about something. I can't remember now. He was real close to the pass, but not fishing the pass proper. But I can't remember. I don't remember. I quit. Next.
All right, then. We'll move on to Boca Grande Pass.
On. Tarpon. Lots of tarpon. Spanish mackerel. A few sheep's head being caught right from the beach along with some whiting. And some snapper even being caught out there in the pass, both from the boats and the beach. And that's about it. Oh, wait a minute. Lots of blue runners, too. Several guys have been catching blue runners from the beach, and also the guys trolling their little spoons for the Spanish mackerel. And blue runners like 10 to 14 inches.
Okay.
Kind of neat.
You said lots of tarpon, and then you kind of glossed over it, so...
Well, they've been there. Been an early morning bite for most of the people. But the problem is that they're there in really good numbers, then they're not there at all for a day. So, is it worth going out there if you're excited about trying to get a tarpon? Absolutely. But don't devote your whole day to it if they're not there.
Okay.
You know, be prepared to move on to something else.
But, you know, I think that this is the first week that we've really got to the point that you have a realistic shot.
Yes.
At going out there and catching one of those fish.
Definitely.
And as we talked about last week, shrimp.
Right. Shrimp. Crabs are working very well, if you can get them. That floating bait station out there, he's been getting crabs with some regularity. They're all past crabs, but he's getting them. Shrimp would definitely be my first choice. And I want something like a select, like basically the size of my middle finger.
Or like this size right here?
Mm-hmm.
This size, that's what you're looking for?
Yeah, about that same size.
What if you had two of them? Would they both be this size?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I would go with. Well, it's my kind of favorite bait this time of year.
Well, yeah. But we have to keep preaching that one because people somehow
keep
not hearing
it. It'll take another 10 years, kind of like the bobber with a bait buster.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just waiting for some captain to start bragging about it. Like,
about
I invented
his idea.
This and blah, blah, blah. I started that back when. Yeah. Okay, sure. It'll be entertaining.
All right. Walking the Gulf beaches, surf fishing. What do we got?
The only two reports I've gotten... Well, wait a minute. I take that back. I got a report from Caspersons Beach where they got a couple of whiting and a couple of pompano and a Spanish mackerel up there. And then Stump Pass, Spanish mackerel, a couple jacks, blue runners.
Don't worry. It didn't break.
All good. I guess it was just the door closing.
Mm-hmm.
And then down by the Boca Pass, bonnet heads, a few sheep's head, a couple snook, blue runners, Spanish mackerel, and a couple of whiting.
Blue runners, sheep's head, say?
Yep.
And
Spanish
mackerel, and
a couple of whiting.
A lot of things to write. Say it so much faster than I can type it.
I know. I'm sorry. You're just such a quick typist, so I just kind of get babbling and then forget to slow down.
Trying to get better. I don't know. Some days my fingers don't work.
I know.
And then I have to try to remember all the things you said. And then it's like, well, I have no idea what he said. Yeah. I'll just make him repeat it.
It's all good.
Matt Lacca.
A couple of sheep's head and a couple of Spanish mackerel. And I didn't get any of those from the actual pier or bridge. It was all guys sitting down there in their boats.
Okay. Ought to be somebody fishing from that bridge.
Should be, but I think there's just still too much devastation and construction and everything else that people just aren't dealing with it as much.
Yeah, I get it. The south end of Pine Island Sound, no reports till further notice.
Correct.
The north end, Rat and Cat, Mondongo, and Patricio areas. What do we got?
You can type whatever you want there. You were just fishing there.
Okay.
Lots of trout.
There have been a lot of trout.
A lot of trout, a few ladyfish, and a few Spanish mackerel all right in that area. I honestly haven't heard much for snook or redfish over in that area because usually Patricio's a pretty good spot for those. And I think it's just because it's too early in the season for that to be good yet. I think we've got another month before the snook start showing up down there. That's one of their pre-spawn, hang out all summer long spots.
Okay, Jug Creek Shoal, and as people insist on pronouncing it, Bocalea.
Bocalea? Seriously?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Nice. Wow.
Bocalea.
Bait. They've been catching some bait there. A few Spanish mackerel, a few trout, and a few ladyfish. And that's all I've heard about there. Nothing even close to great.
We are not setting the world on fire.
No.
At Jug Creek Shoal.
No.
Burnt Store and Two Pines.
Snook, redfish, all on the shoreline and around some of the islands as you get closer down to Two Pines. And then there's been some trout up on top of the bar, along with a couple of bonnet heads. And on the outside of the bar, a couple guys got some black nose and one sharp nose shark.
Okay.
So, and those were all just fish and shrimp and cut bait, both. A couple guys throwing artificials out there, but a lot of guys going down there to look for bait, not finding anything.
I get it. You hear anybody catching any trout besides the speckleds?
A guy last week showed me a picture of two silver trout that he caught. He caught those actually, I want to say it was right over by Devilfish. Not Devilfish. The Tire Reef.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because at first he was calling them, he called them speckled trout, then he called them sand trout, and then he changed it to sand perch, and I'm like, did you get a picture of any of these fish? And I even showed it to Frank to reconfirm that I wasn't seeing something, because he said one was about 10 inches, the other one was about 13 inches, and the one picture he had, I knew it was a silver trout, but Frank was like, yeah, it's absolutely a silver trout. So
I just don't hear about them very often anymore, and I used to hear about them very regularly and catch them.
Right.
And it just, they don't seem to be out there anymore.
Kind of like a tarfish. They're gone.
Yep.
The species that will just go under the radar until it's too late.
East Side Keys, Hobbs Point, Pirate Harbor area.
Oh, let's see. Kind of a mixed barrage of snook and some redfish, but most of the snook I've heard about have been small, except for a couple right there. There's some troughs and buckets up there just north of Pirate Harbor. That guys have actually been catching a couple of bigger snook using cut ladyfish. And then there's also been a handful of bonnet heads. Manatees, of course. A group that were breeding on top of the bar over there the other day. Customers, that was pretty cool. You know, watching all the melee.
Just stay in the boat.
Yes. Yeah.
Unless you want to find out what it's like to first get raped by a manatee and second drown.
Right.
Stay in the boat.
Very good idea. It's a very good idea.
Okay.
Manatees are need to watch.
Yes, from the boat.
Yes.
Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink.
All I got is some jacks in Alligator Creek and a couple of small snook. Guys are seeing some juvenile tarpon up inside Burnt Store there. But that's it. Haven't gotten too many positive reports, period, from around there.
Okay. Ponce de Leon Park.
Bunch of little snapper. A couple of black drum. And that's about it.
Okay. The PGI canals.
Lots of little snook. Mostly being caught trolling. A few bigger legal snook being caught with artificial shrimp and live shrimp being cast up underneath the docks. A few small mangrove snapper. Black drum are starting to move around a little bit more. Lots of juvenile tarpon aggravating everybody. So you're doing fair in there. What, is it great? No, but is it fair? Yeah. It's not too bad. But those little juvenile tarpon will just make you crazier.
Only if you let them.
Yeah. True.
You think those drum would eat some crabs if we pitched them out there?
Probably, if you could get any. I can't get frozen crabs for the last almost 3 months.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. And live ones haven't exactly been plentiful.
No, I hear you on that. Gilchrist Pier would be our next spot, but it is closed due to hurricane damage, unless that has changed.
Nope.
Alligator Creek Reef, then.
Nothing. Lots of nothing.
Nothing?
A couple Spanish mackerel and a couple very small snapper, but for as many people that are fishing it, a lot of nothing. Unless you're the one guy who thought he was catching legal grouper until he actually got stopped by a sheriff out there.
What was he catching, Robert?
He would catch a little baby Goliath grouper or Jewfish. He had two of them in his possession. One was still alive because he just literally caught it. And the sheriff was telling me this story, so he ended up writing the guy a ticket.
Good.
Yep. But he said the guy got mouthy with him and was absolutely argumentative that those were positively gag grouper.
Okay.
And he pulled out his phone and showed him the complete difference between the two. Well, my friends have been catching them out here all the time. Well, your friends are just lucky that I wasn't here.
Right.
So, yeah. So, he got a ticket.
Yep. I'm not going to say that it's impossible to catch a gag grouper.
No, every year a couple legal-sized gags are caught off there. A couple. Yeah. But it's almost always when it's not in season, for sure.
Right.
And if it is during season, they're gone. They're taken. Yeah. And it's literally, I hear of 2 to 4 legal-sized ones every year.
And even if you were catching keeper-sized gag grouper out there this past week, season's closed.
Yep.
So, wouldn't matter if they were gags.
Exactly.
The 20-foot holes, Robert.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nope.
Some nothing.
Catfish and some rays, probably, but nothing.
Okay. The baitfish report. What have we got?
Bokilia Johnson Shoals. Not Johnson Shoals. Jug Creek Shoals.
You could try Johnson Shoals.
You probably could.
You probably get about as many. Some. So, whitebait nettable sizes?
Yeah. But they're working hard at it down there. They're working very hard at it down there.
Okay.
One guy's been driving down to Yuseppa to find some.
And then, of course, we have random schools of thread fins. And eensy-weensy glass minnows.
Yes. Nothing super exciting, though. Bait's always tough. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. I would like to see them shut it down for a year or two.
I'm not going to argue with you.
It would kill our cast net sales, but you know what? If it made the harbor healthier and better in the long term, I'd be good with it.
Freshwater canals, creeks, ponds, rivers, lakes, and such.
Bass. Lots of bass. Mostly being caught on shiners, which we will not have for at least one more week.
So what's going on with that?
With minnows.
Why no shiners?
You didn't see our new tank system?
Oh, I saw. I want you to explain it.
The new tank systems that we're installing. The other one was starting to leak a little bit, so it was time to get things going again.
What I don't know is how you're ever going to catch the pinfish out of that thing.
Big net.
Big net. You need to walk into that thing,
we're
too.
We're going to use an umbrella net.
That might be the only way.
Or electroshock. That'd be kind of fun. Zink. Oh, there they go. Perfect. Nope, revamping the back bait system, so we do have shrimp, but all the other stuff will be out of for about a week. It'll get better, though.
I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
The new system looks like it's going to be really nice, and I've only seen just the tanks.
Right. It's got potential to be pretty good.
It certainly does. All right, the tarpon reports. Are we to the point yet where we need to start doing tarpon maps again?
Not quite yet, I don't think.
I didn't think so.
I think it's a little premature on it, don't you?
That's why I asked you. You're the expert here.
No, I'm not an expert.
You're the expert here.
I'm better than average.
You're the expert on when we need the tarpon map.
Okay, whatever.
See, on this particular single subject.
Yes, sir.
You're, you're the expert.
Okay.
All right, so as I recall, we had some tarpon in Boca Grande Pass.
Boca Grande. And that's probably going to be your most realistic place to actually hook one. Everywhere else is just going to be pure luck.
Okay. Well, I guess that's about it for this report, unless you have some final words of wisdom that you'd like to add.
I do not.
All right, then.
It's going to get better on the tarpon soon.
That's final words of wisdom that I just asked for a minute ago that you said you didn't have. Make up your mind, Robert.
I'm fickle that way.
Are we done here?
Yes.
Say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.